We're thinking in hundreds today, aren't we? So I thought I'd better look up in the Bible every time a hundred is mentioned. So are you ready to stay here till tomorrow morning? What should I pick out of the hundreds? I talked to you about the man who had 100 sheep and lost one. I was very tempted by that one. I thought I could remind you of that marvelous old hymn, The 99. Do you remember that from the days of your youth? And up from the mountains thunder-riven, and out from the rocky steep, there arose a voice to the gate of heaven, "Rejoice, I have found my sheep." And angels echoed around the throne, "Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own." Maybe you're sorry I didn't pick that. Wonderful. Or the 100 pounds weight of perfumes that Nicodemus brought to anoint the body of Jesus. That's another 100 for you. I got into trouble about that once on Easter Sunday morning. And because I was pointing out that it was impossible that they came to the wrong tomb when they came back and found it empty and thought Jesus had risen, where actually his body was in another tomb. There are people who believe that nonsense, you know. But at any rate, I made the mistake of saying Nicodemus came carrying 100 pounds weight of spices. And did you ever know a Jew who mistook anything he spent money on? Well, I never did, actually. But there you are. I shouldn't have said it, and I shouldn't have told you either. Don't, you won't get up and walk out, will you? That's what happened the last time. Never seen again. No, I thought, there's only one 100th birthday mentioned in the Bible. So we'd better have a look at that. It was Abraham. And we read, this is going to alarm Gladys enormously, I think. We read in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 5, Abraham was 100 years old when his son was born. It might be a dangerous thing to have 100th birthday. And Paul in Romans, he takes up this reference to Abraham and the birth of Isaac. And he puts it in this wonderful way in Romans chapter 4. And here it is. Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered that his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was 100 years old, nor when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able to do. Dear Gladys, that's the message for your 100th birthday. That's our word to you from the Bible. And that's our word to ourselves on this day of memories and congratulations and happiness. What God has promised, he is able to do. Abraham married the beautiful Sarah, and they had no children. And was an enormous grief to them. And when Abram was 75, by the word of God, he was moved from his homeland in Mesopotamia, somewhere in Iran, Iraq, in that area. He was moved from his home to go to a land which God would point out to him. So he went out, says the letter to the Hebrews, not knowing whither he went. And he shipped up in the land of Canaan at the age of 75. And God said to him, I'm going to give you and Sarah a son. And when Sarah heard this, she laughed her head off. How can anyone have a son when they're as old as I am? As the Bible delicately says in its lovely, lovely way, it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So what hope? And God brought Abraham out from his tent to the night sky. I have never seen the night sky in the unlit darkness of the desert. It must be a perfectly dazzling sight. Look up, said God. Look at the stars. Can you count them? So shall your seed be. And Abram believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Isn't that a marvelous picture of being right with God simply by trusting him? Now that's the message of the whole Bible. To be right with God simply by trusting him. At any rate, to pursue the story of Abraham and Sarah, God had made a promise and Abraham believed it, and I think Sarah came to believe it. And it never happened. 15 years passed. What a time of testing for them. 15 years. You see, the Lord God works to his timetable, not ours. We say, Lord, we desperately need this, and actually we need it yesterday. And the Lord says, I'll see to your needs, because I know not only what you need, I actually know when you need it, and I'll see to your needs at the right when. And he kept Abram and Sarah waiting 15 years. Actually, it's not unusual now that I think of it. He kept us waiting 16 years for our daughter. Not that he had made a promise, do you understand, but it was something we dearly and deeply wanted. But that's... I shouldn't have said that. Nonsense. He kept them waiting for 15 years. And Abraham, says Paul, never wavered in faith. His body grew weaker and weaker as far as being a father was concerned. Sarah's womb became deader and deader as far as being a mother is concerned, until they reached the point at 100 years of age where there was no possibility, humanly speaking, that Abraham could beget and Sarah could bear. And God said, right, now I'll show you. Because when he makes promises, he intends to keep them. Oh, dear, dear one, I want to carry that away from this service, and I want you to carry it away. When God makes promises, it's because he intends to keep them. We used to say in the old prayer book service of baptism, what he has promised, he will most surely keep and perform. Can you get those words into your memory? What he has promised, he will most surely keep and perform. When we read in the Bible a promise of God, we can put our finger on it and say, that's certain. He will stand by his word. And he stood by his word for Abraham and Sarah. And Abraham begat, and Sarah bore, and Isaac was born. That's trusting the promises of God. Standing in a secure place, standing on the word of God. And I want to remind you, I don't think you need reminding, but I want to remind you very much that that is not only true of faith in general, and not only true in general of all the promises of God, but that also is the way of salvation. That is the way to be right with God. That is the way to die without being afraid. Simply trusting Jesus. I can't think of anything that I would rather say to you on Gladys's birthday or any other day in the year. I can't think of anything that brings more warmth of satisfaction to my own heart than this total simplicity of salvation. All over the country, people are engaging in works and efforts and programs to try to be pleasing to God. And it's not a matter of works. It's a matter of trusting in Jesus. It is simple trust that brings us safely home to glory. Will you pray with me? O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.